BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
We're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this week in for Grimmy. Here's what happened on Tuesday's show.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning to you. Yes, it might feel like Monday, but it's actually Tuesday morning, and this is Scott Mills in for Grimmy all this week. Anyone know where he is?
Grimmy.
Suspiciously quiet on the Instagrams.
Is he not on holiday?
Probably, but normally he would be tweeting and Instagramming the hell out of it.
Do you know what, though? He's probably learnt from mistakes in the past. Like, as you say, it's best to keep off Twitter and Instagram if you're, you know, on holiday and stuff like that. It's never a good idea.
Sometimes it is best just to not do it.
It's like you've told me this before. If you're ill, don't tweet.
Yeah, I really don't like that. If you're ill, don't tweet.
But I've never understood the logic in that, because if you are ill, you can generally still tweet. But you've texted me before where I've done that and said you really shouldn't be doing that. If the bosses see that, they won't be happy.
I think it looks bad. Because basically, you're still entertaining the idea of social media when you should be on your sick bed.
I thought you were about to say, the problem with that is you're still entertaining, but you're ill, but you've taken a sick day.
Anyone else know, it's a real struggle to get into the building this morning, because there is an assault course similar to the ones on Total Wipeout outside the BBC building. What they're doing, which they started yesterday, is they're building a massive map of the UK.
Are they?
For election night. And it's becoming increasingly hard to actually access the building as a result.
I'm quite excited for that to be made.
It's nearly made.
Is that it?
Yeah, no, not in the side, like around the big bit, as you know, the bit you see on TV where it says BBC and it's all the glass
right,
in
got
front
you.
Of that. But yeah, there's barriers everywhere. It's like, can I come in here?
They probably wouldn't let you in with that
minutes.
Massive thing on your head that
yeah,
you've
I know.
Still got.
That's still happening. If you weren't listening yesterday, I do have a massive rash on my head, unexplained, from Vietnam. It's not going away.
This is
Radio 1 Breakfast Show. BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, this is Scott Mills. Chris, I know looking at dresses is not your favourite thing, but it was the Met Ball in New York last night.
I have seen pictures. They're sort of dominating websites at the moment.
The pictures are everywhere, and all I need you to know is Rihanna in a massive yellow omelette.
Does it look good?
Have a look for yourself. She basically turned up to the Met Ball in her duvet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So I've just shown Chris a picture of Rihanna from last night's Met Ball in New York.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, as you said, it is a giant omelette.
So this is like the fashion event of the year. You remember, it's the one where...
Is that what they're there to do?
Just to look good, yeah. It's for charity. Tickets cost 25 grand each. And it's the one where Jay-Z and Solange had a bit of beef in the lift last year, do you remember?
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
They completely banned social media. Anna Wintour off of Vogue, love, banned all social media and also selfies. So the only pictures that you got were the ones from the red carpet. And Rihanna's dress, it's a huge yellow thing, which does look like a giant omelette. Obviously, straight away, this is why I love the internet, within seconds when things like this happen, people were putting the dress up online and the train of the dress was in a frying pan, so it did look like it was actually a frying omelette, or someone's made it into kind of a deep pan pizza. Mm. And if you look, the dress, it takes up all of the red carpet. It is ridiculous. Anyway, the pictures are really easy to find on the internet this morning, but make that one of the first things you look at.
Things like this confuse me because this isn't fashion, is it? This is ridiculous.
Well, no, I think it is fashion. Girls all over the UK
no
and
one
worldwide.
Likes
no, they do. They'll be obsessing about these dresses today.
If you turned up to a nightclub dressed like this, you would be laughed out.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's not practical for everyday wear. But no, girls will be loving this morning. It'll just make you want to dress up all the time.
As food.
As an omelette.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mark in Hemel Hempstead says, morning guys, my van is currently full of eggs, so if any ladies in the area around Hemel Hempstead fancy making the omelette dress, just let me know. Off of Rihanna.
I mean, it's not actually made from egg, is it?
But it looks,
maybe it is.
It looks eggy. That's Snoop Dogg. Good to hear him rhyming her and thur there off of 2004. Hot on her? Who?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Really worried about what's on my head now. Yeah. I was in Vietnam last week and seemed to have picked up a nasty rash on my forehead. But then Jenny, who works on the show, I mean, she's not a qualified doctor, but she's just come in and she's worried me a bit more, to be honest. I said, look, it's just a heat rash. It'll be fine. It'll go. She's like, it doesn't look like a heat rash. It's too localised.
Yeah, it's too localised. That's what I said to you. The thing is, you don't listen to me. Jenny walks in, basically turns into a hello doctor.
Yeah, it makes me feel a lot better.
Listen to Jenny.
I know, she's much more reassuring than you.
Here's the thing, it's day two, it's not shifted.
It's
right?
not.
If anything, I'd argue it's got worse because you keep touching it.
It's
as
like
well.
A bump. It's quite itchy. But I'm worried that, like we said yesterday on the show, like I've seen those internet videos where they pop it and a million ants fly out.
Which you won't let me do. But let's say if it gets to day three or day four, I get to pop it.
Mm.
Okay.
Will it be larvae?
But maybe. But for now, we need to look to alternative therapies, okay?
Okay.
So
well, I tried aloe vera, who?
Okay, right. So we've done that. So perhaps let me put a tea bag on it. All right? I've heard that works.
Or, I'm up for that, yeah.
Okay, so let's try a tea bag.
Would that bring the swelling down at all, do you think?
Maybe.
Okay. You're not squeezing it, as our boss wanted you to do yesterday. Yeah. Just thinking of the hits on YouTube, innit?
What else can we do? I can put a paste on it. We can make a
You're going to make a paste.
I don't know how we'll go about that yet, but there's bound to be stuff in the canteen we can use.
How medieval of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's
the other idea, though. We could disguise it.
Okay.
So just accept that it's there and move on. I don't know. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think I could either put like a post-it note on it.
Yeah, or a plaster.
Or a plaster. Or take a hint out of the fashion book from Jameela Jamil.
Yes.
And put a star on it.
Yes. Then, do you know what? That would completely disguise it.
I know. And I'll look fashion forward.
Right. Let's try and get you a star for your bump.
There must be. She had hundreds of house points on her face all the time when she was here. There must be some lying around in the office.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, people are now advising against the tea bag on my head. I don't know why. Is that going to make it worse?
I'm sure it's men at work.
It takes the swelling down, I believe.
Someone's just suggested, Cy from York, this is good, old school, pretty medieval, a potato poultice. Right?
What's that?
Well, it's weird because I was trying to think of the word for it because I vaguely remember this word as well, poultice. So he's saying, grate a potato into a bowl, pour boiling water on the potato, and when it's cooled, but as hot as you can stand, apply it to the massive bump on your forehead.
Potato. Just a potato on my head.
We should definitely try that.
Okay. People are saying the word bot fly again, which I don't like. This is from yesterday's show. That's the thing where you pop it and millions of ants fly out.
It's just you're adamant it's a heat rash, but it definitely sounds like something that you're telling yourself.
I am, but now it's day three and I'm saying it's not getting any worse. Anyway, I won't bother you with my ailments.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember how disgusted people were, or a lot of people were, when Madonna kissed Drake on stage and he didn't look like he knew anything about it? She's been asked in a question on TV what advice she'd give to her younger self, and she's like, don't kiss Drake, no matter how many times he begs you to. He didn't beg you to. You stuck your tongue down his throat.
She's adamant, though, that he asked for it. I didn't see him ask for it,
no,
did you?
I didn't think he had a choice. Didn't look that way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And now we're going over to Fife. Good morning, George.
Good morning, gents. How's it going?
All right. Oh, gents,
good
I
morning.
Like that. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Not much. Just kicking about in my van this morning.
What do you do?
I'm a welding inspector to trade.
Now, you normally play this in the afternoon. You play along with Chris, don't you?
Yeah, normally. I normally beat him, so...
Do you normally beat me?
Well, yeah, I was going to...
Interesting.
I'm obsessed by your voice, George.
Oh, okay.
It's quite something.
What's wrong with it?
What do you mean, Mills?
Yeah. No, it's good. It's really good.
Soothing.
Very soothing.
Oh, thanks, guys.
A touch of the Murrays about it as
I
well.
I like it, yeah. It's all like it's on quite a low level that like maybe only dogs could hear. But I like
it. Like a bass guitar. You're speaking
bass exactly. If people turn up their bass on their speakers in their car now, they'd be like, ooh! A little bit of a treat for them early in the morning. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's the service I provide, Scott.
That's right. Okay, let's play Real or No Real with George off of Fife. Here's your first one.
Popular app HowOld.net thinks 17-year-old Kylie Jenner is older than her 65-year-old dad, Bruce Jenner.
This whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's aware of this app, right? It's a thing where it sort of examines a picture of you and tells you how old it thinks you are, and it's always wrong.
Pretty much. Yeah. Have you used the app, George?
I've not used it. I've seen it done, and I've seen some pretty crazy results, to be honest.
I mean, here's one of me that I did earlier. 29 there, which is good.
Oh.
So sometimes can be accurate, sometimes not. There's me. I'm 53 there, look, with some sunglasses on.
I've not actually tried this on myself yet, though. I've seen everyone else do it.
Nobody comes off this well, really. So we're just taking a picture of Chris now. You can choose one from your gallery already, or you take a new one. And then it analyses how old you are. So we're just taking a picture of Chris on his phone, just waiting for the results. How old does Chris look at this time of day?
Analyzing. 19. Bang on.
No way.
Look how annoyed you are. He's really
right,
annoyed.
I'm not having that.
It says 19. Look.
19.
Look at it.
Right, that's obviously a good picture.
I can see 19.
Lighting has been your friend there.
If you go into a shop and say you are underage, but it says you're older on the app, does it work as proof?
Absolutely not.
No,
I don't think it does.
I'll tell you what, let's do a live picture of you, Mills.
Absolutely not. Let's not. Hey, give this a go today when you get a chance.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
How old are you?
I'll give it a go. I'm 25.
25.
Does it work with animals? Like, if I take a picture of a tortoise, will it tell me how old it is? It's good, this, because we could play a game of trying to work out what's older.
But is 17-year-old Kylie Jenner older than 65-year-old Bruce on howold.net?
I'm going to say real, I think.
It's an interesting one because I think, because of all the work that people get done, it can confuse the app.
I mean, Bruce's face is not 65.
No.
So real or no real?
Real.
And George?
I'm going to say real. I think it must be about, you know, facial recognition. That could easily be manipulated. It's got to be real.
I've just done one of you with Danny Howard. You come out as 26. He's 42.
You do well on that, baby face.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true. Kylie is older on that app than her dad. And your next one.
Bruce Willis appeared in the US sitcom Friends for free after losing a bet with Matthew Perry.
Oh.
I don't remember. Was he in Friends?
There was loads of cameos in Friends.
I watched this episode yesterday.
What?
With a girlfriend, with a fiancé, sorry. So, I don't know. I don't see Matthew Perry and Bruce Willis being pals outside there.
You're saying you've seen this episode, so you're saying it's real, but you're not sure whether it was because of a bet.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
Was Bruce Willis in the episode that you saw?
Yeah, it was on like three.
Oh.
It goes out with Rachel and Ross is dating his daughter. Do you not remember this, Scott? I thought Friends would be right up your street.
I don't remember it myself, but would he have been in it for free? He didn't get paid because he lost a bet with Matthew Perry. George, real or no real?
I'm saying no real.
Oh, wow, huge from you. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh,
no,
he's in the lead.
No.
So
Ricky,
while filming the whole Nine Yards in 2000, Matthew Perry was convinced the movie would win the box office in its opening week, and so he made a bet with his co-star Bruce Willis, and that's how it happened. And Matt LeBlanc is on Greg's show today.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. From 4 o'clock. Good job you watched those Friends episodes yesterday, but it didn't actually do you well on this game, did it?
I'm absolutely gutted with that. Absolutely gutted. What am I doing?
And next,
the Queen has a special technique of signalling to her staff by using her handbag.
Right. What? How does that work, then?
So she must have, like, a secret, maybe a little swish, that she does with her handbag, which alerts staff. If this is true, this is my favourite fact.
But what do you mean? Is this like when you put a ketchup bottle in your window and it means it's like a secret sign?
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? Or some houses, they put something in the window, or like Pampas grass on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign that means something to everyone else, a subtle sign. So when the Queen moves her bag, I'm not saying it's a similar kind of sign, but it's basically so that maybe if she's annoyed, people around her know that she's unhappy with something.
Mm. And it gets sorted immediately.
Yeah.
Remember that she does have someone to walk in her shoes for her, as we previously discovered on Real or No Real. Someone wears her shoes before her so she doesn't get blisters.
This is an interesting one because just the idea of it, is fascinates me, and what it would mean as well. Like, what if she moves the bag? Is it a good thing? I don't know. I think this is no real.
Oh, this is difficult. I'm going to say it's real, just because you said no real. I would normally go no real, I think, Chris, but I've got to make it interesting. I'll go real.
That one is real.
Oh, no.
What a good fact that is. Because she's the queen, she can't be seen to be being rude, I guess. So if the queen wants to leave a dinner, she puts her bag on the table.
No way.
She moves the bag from arm to arm to tell her aides that she is tired of talking to someone.
This can't be real.
Real.
And now every time I see the queen, I'm gonna be looking out for the bag movement.
So she's shuffling it from arm to arm. She's like, I'm really bored of them.
So hang on, if we know the code, or more importantly, you're now broadcasting this code, like, what's the point of it?
That's my favourite fact on Real or No Real for a while. And that's it, at the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's a draw. So I've got 20, George has got 20.
Yeah, pretty pleased with that, guys. Cheers.
That's quite good, but slightly boring.
I'll see you later on, guys, all right?
Love you, bye.
I love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm slightly concerned now that I'm in actual trouble for giving away some of the Queen's secrets.
Is that a wrong thing to do?
Some people are saying yes, but if I have committed treason, at least if she cuts off my head, then I'll be rid of this massive weird red bump on my forehead that I picked up somehow in Vietnam.
True.
But also, I'm taking, like, major sass tips from the Queen from now on. So if you're ever at dinner with me and I put my handbag on the table, you know I just want to get out of there. Start the car. The Scott Mills Daily. Had a shower today, Chris?
No. Right, okay. It's the honest truth.
Yeah. So here's my thing. When we do the breakfast show, you never shower before.
No, because basically every minute counts in the morning. That's how I view it.
I think that's slightly disgusting, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, it's not really. I will shower, just at a different time. What I don't understand is why you're so fussed that I have to have a shower before work.
Why can't you do it before? All of us, the rest of us are smelling fresh. We manage it.
So once a day is fine, isn't it? As long as you do it at some point in the day.
I'd rather you did it at the start of the day, though, because you've been in bed all night.
It's just 24 hours. It's just a different 24 hours. I don't understand why you can't get your head around that.
I don't
agree. Every time we do the show.
No, it's a new day, new start, a shower and fresh pants. Are you wearing fresh pants?
I think so. I can't guarantee that I am. We have different priorities in the morning.
Yeah, well, what are yours?
Well, to be honest, mine's sleeping as late as I can, but still arrive here on time.
You never shower when we do the breakfast show, and I'd quite like you to have one this morning. And I've just discovered there's some in the basement here in the BBC building.
Doing it now.
In a minute, I think we will. Fresh and clean. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Danny Stars has been on saying, remember months ago you sent Chris down to the showers to play music to help with washing? Why don't you do that again, but with Chris showering? I find it quite offensive that Chris doesn't shower before the Radio 1 breakfast show every morning, and he's doing a disservice to you, the listener, also.
I'm not, though.
Right, go down to the showers.
No.
Got an idea, do it now. The Scott Mills Daily. So the fashion event of the year happened last night. It was the Met Ball in New York. That's the one where Jay-Z and Solange had the beef in the lift last year. A lot of girls obsessing over the photos, which are all over the internet this morning. The highlights were Kim Kardashian in a nude effect gown. I hate that word, nude. Covered with crystals. There's an amazing picture of her and Kanye on the red carpet, and he's clearly standing behind her on purpose, not even next to her, so that everyone can get a shot of the dress. Because can you imagine if they got home and all the photos were with him standing in front of the dress? He would have got it in the neck. Please look at the photos of Rihanna's dress. It's a huge yellow omelette thing. Beyonce turned up last night, and she turned up last on the red carpet, slay Beyonce, and stole the show in a naked effect dress with basically just jewels strategically placed to hide everything and pulling some fierce poses. She went like 100% Beyonce last night. Have a look. Right, Chris should be at the Radio 1 showers. Well, not even Radio 1 showers, they're all-staff BBC showers in the basement. We'll speak to him in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So I've sent Chris down to the basement showers here at the BBC because not showering before work is, to me, not acceptable. Hello.
Hello, you're right.
Yes, are you right?
Yeah. So I'm just in the shower at the moment.
Are you in the shower now?
Waiting on your instruction. Yeah, I'm stood here. I'm wearing nothing right now.
This is odd.
It's quite liberating. It's amazing. I'm on Radio 1, absolutely naked.
Not a stitch on.
It's just amazing.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, it kind of does, actually. You should try it.
Right, I've been on Radio 1 in my pants before, but I don't think I've ever been naked.
No, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because we always say it's funny to imagine people in the shower listening to the show, but right now, I'm not wearing anything. When you hear
not
my
even
voice
a pant.
Right now, I'm completely naked.
Yeah, all right, good. So, you've got a selection of showers there, so turn one on, maybe.
Okay, yep.
What we're going to do as well is a bit of shower-okey, if that's okay. So I've got a famous song. You'll know it, but at some point I'm going to stop the song and you've just got to carry on singing, right?
Yeah. We kind of got a microphone just poking over the edge here to capture everything.
Okay, turn them on then.
Okay, right, I'll turn on the shower. Here we go. Oh, it's quite bracing.
Are there any other showers in use or is it just you and your own there?
It's like individual showers here. There's, you know, there's a few other people knocking about, but they're obviously not in with me. I'm on my own.
Right, okay. All right, so it's not like a communal affair.
Well, it's communal in the sense other people will be able to hear this right now.
But right.
I'm just sort of going along with it.
But you don't go all in together like some of those films
I've
seen?
No, it's not. We're not all in together. It's
all right, cool.
Not like that here.
No. But they do get a lot of use because a lot of people cycle into the BBC, so I reckon at some point, if we send you to do this every day this week, which I think I might, there will be some other people that can hear absolutely everything you're doing.
Yeah, it's a weird one, this. I don't think sending me to the shower every morning seems like a good use of my time.
It's not award-winning radio, probably, but at least it means that you don't smell during the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. How are you doing there?
Yeah, I'm literally just here in the shower, just sort of in the edge of the cubicle so I don't get too wet, waiting on your instructions. So what are we doing?
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you a famous song. I'm going to stop the song. You think you'll know the words to this song, but you probably don't. You just know the tune. But I want you to commit to it, right? So
Yes. Don't
stop singing. Just carry on. You'll know the tune. If you need to, make up some words.
Okay.
And we'll do a bit of early morning shower-okey, right?
Right, okay.
You are actually washing yourself as well, right?
Well, I've not got my head under right now because I need to hear you, but I've got... I'm sort of doing my feet and legs right now.
Lush, okay, good. All right, you ready for your song?
I'm ready.
Here it is. When it stops, carry on.
Okay.
Here we go. Go.
Still get jealous. Girl, you look so beautiful. Everybody wants to take you home. I still get jealous. Turning, I'm in the phone. Everybody knows you are to go. I still get jealous. You're a big fat elephant. Everybody wants to take you home. But I still get jealous. Wah, 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 wah.
Very good. Are you clean yet?
I'm going to get right involved the second I finish this call.
Okay, make sure you do your head as well. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going under.
Okay, see you in a minute then.
All right. The Scott Mills
Daily. Good morning, Jess Smith on Twitter. Jess says, what have I just woken up to? Mills instructing Chris to sing Jealous in the shower on Radio 1. Random. Christian says, that awkward moment where you think it's your girlfriend singing in the shower, it's actually Chris. Yeah, that would have confused a lot of people because a lot of people will be showering now. Welcome back from the basement.
All right.
That was quick. Wow. Well done.
Yeah, well, I wanted to stay and enjoy it, but I was told to hurry up.
Yeah. It's weird the things people remember, isn't it? Bats in Edinburgh says, I thought Chris didn't wash his feet.
Hmm.
We have discussed this before, that you never wash them.
I don't know why this is sort of the last half hour's an attack on my showering skills.
Oh, no, it's just like, I mean, like, just enjoy the shower. Don't analyse it.
I just never have really bothered with the feet. I just sort of let that be an afterthought.
Ben in Exeter says, you do realise you have that clip of Chris saying that forever now. And what he means is this.
I'm on Radio 1, absolutely naked.
I've got that forever now. The Scott Mills Daily. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I got your email.
Yeah.
About you and your boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bit out of control in bed when it comes to him talking and singing.
Okay, well, but people don't know what you're talking about, so let me just rewind.
I got your email. This needs explaining.
Okay, so do you remember, probably about a year ago now, we were playing clips of people sleep talking? Because there are several apps that you can use where you just record, put your phone down, and then it records everything you do and say in your sleep.
Mm.
And you've been using one of these, haven't you?
I've been using it for the past 3 years, actually.
You've used it for 3 years?
Yeah, I think so, about that.
Not every night, surely?
No, I forget sometimes. I tend not to do it every night, but it tended to be for the first year, I did it every single night because I was so obsessed having to try and find out what we were both saying. So I'm not so bad now.
A lot of it is just rustling noise and the occasional fart, but sometimes there are moments of genius. So what you do is you just put the app on, record, go to sleep, and your phone picks up whatever happens in the night.
Yeah, pretty much.
The good thing about it, though, is the next morning, it doesn't take long to go through what you've recorded because it just records when it hears something.
Yeah.
So that only happens actually a few times at night. So it's really easy to do this if you've got the app.
Yeah, it is.
Do you remember, these are some of the ones that we had from before where people were recording themselves in their sleep.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
Still one of my faves.
He just brings it back. It's the fart reply. It's the fart reply. He replies in a fart.
Go and open the window,
fart
Gary.
Reply.
Go and open the window.
That's good. And also, this one was one of my faves.
There's one missing Tarangalila adult waistcoat top. Well, then that could go.
And who can forget?
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
These are so good.
Oh, amazing.
So I've got your email, and you two, you and your boyfriend, you talk a lot in your sleep.
Yeah, quite a lot. It's pretty bad, really.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of clips, isn't there?
Yes, there's quite a lot. I want to go through some of the best ones, though.
Okay.
Who's Roy?
That's actually his granddad.
Oh,
so
this is your boyfriend in his sleep talking about maybe his granddad?
Yeah, I think so.
Telling him to shut up?
Shut up, Roy.
Shut up, granddad.
Yeah, that's right.
Shut up, Roy.
What meat do you like to eat in your house?
That's a weird question.
What do you, a chicken or...?
Tends to be chicken and beef.
Yeah. You don't cook lamb, though, do you?
No.
But we don't cook well.
We don't cook lamb.
But we don't cook well.
We're not even from Yorkshire, and he went all Yorkshire on us.
We don't cook lamb.
But we don't cook well.
Is it great?
Oh, no.
And now let's get to you.
Oh.
Turkey Twizzler, anybody?
Turkey Twizzler, yes.
Turkey Twizzler, yes.
Turkey Twizzler.
Turkey Twizzler, yes.
Yes. You're dreaming of Turkey Twizzlers.
Yes.
I absolutely hate them, though.
Sometimes on these clips you sent me, you two are talking to each other in your sleep.
Yeah, that's quite common.
That's a new one on me. I've not heard any of these clips before like that.
Oh, really?
No, I've not heard anyone where it's a couple talking to each other and they're both asleep. Listen to this fascinating chat about penguins.
What? Why are they in my house? There's no penguin in your house.
Penguins?
No penguins, Emily.
What?
There are no penguins in your house.
Okay.
You're a penguin.
Did he say you're a penguin at the end?
Yeah, he did. He did.
You're a penguin.
Oh, no.
Also, Emily.
Yeah?
On this one, are you okay, hon? What's that?
I seem to vaguely remember waking up straight after that. Like, I think I was dreaming of an alien or something.
I thought you were singing.
No, I swear it's me screaming out loud. I've done that a few times.
These are so good.
Dreaming of the Turkey Twizzlers.
Yeah. Or maybe lamb. Oh, no.
We don't cook lamb. Well.
Don't cook lamb.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Josh.
Josh. Why is he singing about sunshine?
Just
Sunshine. There's so many. Why have you got so many? You must seriously do this all the time.
No, honestly, I really don't. These have come from, I think, these were in a space of a month.
Wow.
The majority of these.
They're really good. I mean, I've got to be honest here. It's no go and open the window, Gary. But I'm sure one day you will have your moment.
That's what I'm hoping. That's the aim.
Yeah, just keep recording it. I mean, it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Do you have dandruff, by the way? Josh thinks you have.
I'm sure dandruff.
These are brilliant. Thank you so much for getting in touch.
Oh, you're welcome.
If anyone else wants to send me what they do in their sleep, use one of the apps and email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I love the noises you make to each other in bed as well. Who's that?
What?
Is that Josh?
That's Josh.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Breaking news. It's only pop news, nobody panic. It's Rixton are going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, this is good news.
I love it. Sorry to alarm everyone there. It's a slight pop emergency. Rixton are back and they're on the show tomorrow.
It's not a pop emergency as such.
It will be for the fans.
It's breaking news. I don't doubt that, but saying it's an emergency.
I just like to create a bit of drama, you know me.
Yeah, right.
That was Wait On Me, and Rixton will be on the show from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning if you're a Rixton fan. What are their fans called? Rickstonians.
Rickstonians.
If you're a Rickstonian, listen tomorrow from 8 a.m. to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. So many people are loving this sleep app. We've actually just gone through one of the ones online and chosen our favourites. If you know that you talk in your sleep, use one of these apps and send anything good that you get to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
We've got to start doing it again. They're so simple to use if you get hold of one of these apps.
Zach in Harpenden says, I once sang the entirety of Away in a Manger in my sleep. Oh, I wish you'd recorded that and sent it to me. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, if you talk in your sleep and you've recorded it on one of these apps. This person has. And it's a bit like Sia, this. They're singing, but you can't really understand the words. Sounds great, but like Sia, no idea what they're singing about. Listen to their partner, like, shut up.
Here we go.
What?
Where are we?
Where are we?
He goes straight. Here we go. Where are we? This must have alarmed the person that this sleep talker was slept next to. Listen to what he says. He thinks he's a dog.
I thought you were a dog.
Sorry, babe.
What did he do to her? What did he do? Because
so
she screams.
Here's someone that's really impressed by their own armpit.
My armpit! Yeah!
It's amazing what you say in your sleep. I don't know whether this girl is Australian, but if not, she's definitely having a conversation with herself in an Australian accent.
Can you please... can you guys come in here, please? This boy, look at this. Come here.
Okay, good. Anything you've got? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. My armpit, yeah.
My armpit, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Radio 1 Newsbeat Twitter is on fire this morning because they have put, do you agree that Rihanna looks like a massive omelette in her dress? And it's had like 1,000 retweets already. Do you agree that Scott Mills... says Rihanna looks like she's wearing an omelette. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the Met Ball in New York last night. I mean, there were highs and lows. I don't know what Sarah Jessica Parker was thinking. They obviously said, OK, Sarah, it's a Chinese theme, and she really went for it with the headdress. Also, Justin Bieber looks quite good, because you know sometimes he doesn't.
Right.
Like, sometimes he's got that little bum fluff moustache, which he's shaved off. and just looks quite decent.
But you think he looks quite... I mean, he doesn't look like a food himself then, because what seems to be causing the controversy here is that you've described Rihanna as an omelette.
Yes. It does look like a three-egg omelette.
Is that what it is?
Some people are saying Spanish. It's definitely a three-egg. That's the dress.
It's not a frittata.
It's not a frittata. Don't get it mixed up. And it takes up all of the room on the red carpet. She looks stunning, but it is ridiculous. And the internet, you know, is made for this kind of thing. So people have turned the dress into an omelette, a deep pan pizza, and it's getting quite a lot of attention. Jennifer Lopez basically wore nothing. As I said, Justin Bieber looks good for a change because he normally wears terrible outfits. And Beyonce turns up basically wearing nothing, apart from some jewels just to put on them.
Jewels just to cover.
On the nips.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What if it's an omelette wearing Rihanna? No one's thought of that, have they?
True.
Okay, that was a weird thing to say.
No, but I kind of get what you're saying with it.
That was Rihanna, Better Have My Money, BBHMM. And it's Radio 1's track of the day. Fern will play it later. And also Matt Edmondson and Gregory James. It's the new song from the album.
How do you pitch these things to someone like Rihanna, though, right? If you're a fashion designer, you've got one chance. You want Rihanna to wear your dress, right?
Yeah.
So you sit her down and say, look, I've got this idea for a dress that I think you should wear.
It looks like a perfectly cooked omelette.
It's a three-egg.
It's definitely a three-egg. So will you put that on? Yeah, sure. I want some munchies.
We should pitch this kind of thing to some other pop stars. Because in all seriousness, I could have come up with this idea.
I think, actually, you'll find it's haute couture by, like, a brand new... Not even a brand new, like a top Chinese designer. We don't know anything about fashion.
It's a mess. It's an eggy mess.
No, but there are some people going, yeah, it's a Chinese theme, and it's an incredible designer, and it's a beautiful dress. So, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Three egg. Just to take your attention away from Beyonce, who looks stunning, and the yellow omelette dress, can everyone please look at Solange? Always the bridesmaid. Must be awful round at the Knowles house at Christmas, right? What did you do this year? Oh, I'm Beyonce. What did you do? Oh, not much. So just Google Solange Met Ball dress, please. I've put it on my Twitter. Oof.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Fern's been on. You know, Fern is fashion for me.
Yeah.
She's always in them magazines, isn't it? What are you wearing? Mm-hmm. What are you thinking? No, not what you're thinking. She's always in what were you wearing.
What were you thinking?
And Fern's never in those. But it's always like, still her look, still her style. So I trust Fern Cotton 100% when it comes to dresses and fashion, because I ain't got a clue. Fern's comment about the Solange dress, which you need to look at, Solange. It's looking like a posh, overpriced marble from the Science Museum.
Yeah.
It does look like a giant marble.
You've told me before...
Or the underside of a carp.
Yes. You taught me before about the Hoop of Horror. Was that the...
I don't know if that's something
that right.
But in Heat magazine for ages, it would be like Hoop of Horror. And you'd see Beyonce with like a little sweat mark, like a tinier sweat mark. Like, look, she sweats just like you and me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Is Tinder still on? I know it's still an app, but are people still on it?
Do you know, weirdly, my friends who are probably on the more desperate side of things have even moved away from it.
Why?
In recent times. Well, I think at first it was like a decent novelty, and now, ultimately you've still got to go on a date, haven't you? And that's where
the thing.
They struggle.
I think a lot of people have come off it now because people got excited about the swipings. But then you do actually have to go on a date. It's a bit like The Voice, spinny chairs. Initial excitement, and then when you get to the lives.
Very similar.
Yeah, very similar.
But I think there's a gap in the market for something new to be going on. Not sure what it is yet, though. I'm doing my best to think of it.
I'd like to say with my BBC head on that I actually love The Voice. There's some tips today about what photos you should put on, not just on Tinder, but any kind of app or like Twitter as well. Okay, you ready? So you want 4 or 5 clear photos that mix headshots and body shots. This is particularly for dating apps or websites. 1 active shot. Yeah.
All right, we'll talk this through. If I was on Tinder, then what are you saying? So are you saying I need to go clear, topless?
No. Four or five clear photos, headshot and body shot. 1 active shot, because outdoorsy pictures get 19% more clicks.
Okay, so one of me with a bow and arrow or something.
Something like that. 1 clean shaven. I imagine they're talking about this is for the men, because girls want to make sure you know how to clean up.
Yeah.
No shots in a bar. I've seen so many people make that mistake.
Yeah, because the old school profile picture was always you with a bottle of something.
No, they hate that.
Pretending to be a baller.
They absolutely hate that. No bar things, no bar pictures, no pets. That's not sexy. No cars.
No pets.
No pets, no cars.
I thought you... I actually thought it was the other way around. I thought you had to try find a pet to put in your picture, even if you haven't got one.
No, this is new information. No pets. Not attractive. No ski goggles. Oh, God, that's the worst. Here's me on my skiing trip to Mirabel. No ski goggles or sunglasses. Oh. No selfies. They get 8% fewer clicks. And no topless photos. Yeah, I see a lot of people make that mistake as well, don't they? Mm. Here's me abs. No, they don't like it.
I mean, there's some people that you see that mix all of those things.
Yeah, these are all absolutely not. And no grins. Don't okay. grin.
So what is the ideal picture then? A picture of you outdoors, clean-shaven.
Without a pet.
Not selfie, no animals.
No cars. And not in a bar. It says, the best pose to do is... Think pride. Puffed up chest and raised head. Got it?
Okay, I've got it.
Okay. Tell all your friends.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Echo Smith and Cool Kids on BBC Radio 1. This is Breakfast with Scott Mills. Grimmy's back next week. Saw a lot of people on my Twitter playing the Hack Stage Pass game yesterday and trying to get my score up, because at the moment I'm second from the bottom. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to the Radio 1 website and play our new game. It's called Hack Stage Pass. It's basically, if you're good at video games, you'll ace this completely. You can get it on your mobile as well. You just choose your favourite Radio 1 DJ character in the game.
Ideally you.
Ideally me. But you can have Grimmy or Fern or Greg and Annie. And with the character, you try and get it backstage at Radio 1's big weekend. You just kind of smash obstacles and run and jump. I was useless at it when I played it a couple of days ago. But it's good because if you do mess up at all... normally, on a game like this, it would be, well, that's it, game over. But not in this game. You can actually go back and fix your mistakes. And the thing is, if you are particularly good at this game, like logical thinking and coding and that, they say you might have the right skill set for getting into a career in the digital world.
Mm.
So,
well, I'm smashing it. So is this an option for me?
Yeah, you could be good at coding. Because, like, solving puzzles and logical thinking is kind of what coding and careers in digital are all about.
Mm.
So maybe you want to reconsider.
Well, yeah, maybe, because I'm at over 5,000 metres on this thing.
Are you?
Serious? Yeah, I play as you as well. I don't know if... You see, I think the problem here is not many people are playing as you, because there's a misconception here that you are rubbish at video games.
Yeah, but you could make me better, because remember, you're just playing as me, the character.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Like, get online and play as me, please, because I need to move up this leaderboard.
And if anything, like, I've got 5,000 metres playing as Scott. I don't know if there's a glitch in the system, but if you play as Mills, you seem to get a higher score.
Really? Okay, well, everyone do it today then, please, and then tweet me with your results. Thank you. We need to get this. It's embarrassing at the moment. It's second from bottom, and it's not a competition, but I'm making it one. So choose your favourite Radio 1 DJ, Grimmy, Fern, Scott, Greg, or Annie, and try and get me backstage at Radio 1's big weekend on our new video game, Hack Stage Pass. Remember, if you mess up, you can just go back and fix your mistakes. Mm. It's good. And then you can kind of keep on going back to the game. Also, at some point, I don't know what level you have to get on, but there is a point in the game where I'm dressed as a crab.
There is, yeah.
That's never going to go away now, is it, after that Strictly thing?
Apparently, I appear in a portaloo at one point as well, but I've yet to see this.
Yeah. Go online and check out Hack Stage Pass, and remember, play as Scott as your character at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, it's Scott Mills here, and here are Annie, Frankie and Nadine from MO. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's because I'm normally on the afternoon. I don't know what's going on. It's really nice to see you.
So nice to see you.
Loving Preach. It's all over Radio 1 and 1 Extra at the moment. We're going to play it in a minute.
Thank you.
I know, actually, one of your kind of earliest supporters, because you've been doing this for a couple of years now,
yeah.
One of your earliest supporters is Mr. Jam, isn't it, on 1 Extra?
Yes.
We love Mr. Jam. He's been so supportive.
He's been amazing from the start.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it also, I think it sets you apart a little bit from, like maybe some other more poppy girl groups, because they wouldn't get that kind of support on One Extra. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of credible support.
Yeah. I think we're just doing the music that we absolutely love, the music that we grew up on, that old school early 90s sound.
Yeah.
And Mr. Jam says that's what he loves. So
it is. Yeah. He absolutely loves that. So it's similar to kind of, I don't know, like On Vogue or TLC.
That's... TLC are like a massive inspiration.
Absolutely. Now, you know SBTV?
Yes.
So a couple of years ago, the thing was when you were the most viewed debut video, wasn't it? Because you covered Brandy and Monica.
You did.
And was that 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
And you've been kind of working under the radar ever since, really. You write your own stuff.
Yeah, we write everything. We've been working hard for 2 years on the grind, we say, on the hustle. And we're just so excited for everyone to hear what we've been doing and... Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is a good taster. I know, obviously, we've played the Dance on My Own on Radio 1 before, and for a minute I supported a little bit as well, so it's good. It's all going very well.
How exciting is it for you right now at this stage? Because this must be like now it's on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Does it feel like everything's suddenly getting massive?
Coming together.
It's just so exciting. You can't really explain it. Like, the support we've had from you guys has been absolutely unreal, so thank you so much. And it sort of feels like MO's just, like, getting out there to everyone. It's like word of mouth and it's spreading.
That the day when we got the phone call saying that we were getting on the Radio 1 playlist, it's literally...
You should have seen us.
It's the dream.
I know, it makes... it's good that it gets artists really excited, and it should, you know.
We've been celebrating for 4 weeks straight.
Yeah. And it's always like, when we hear the song, it's like, hang on a minute, I know this song. Like, it's us!
Oh, yeah, we did that. This morning, mostly, it's good to have some girls in here because we finally get an opinion that matters about fashion. We were talking about the dresses from the Met Ball last night. Mm-hmm. First of all, your views on Rihanna's omelette dress?
She can't really do no wrong in my eyes. I love her.
Definitely. I think Rihanna can wear anything these days.
Even if you're trained as a three-egg omelette?
Yeah, definitely. Why not? Yeah.
She can pull it off.
Okay, talk to me about Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think she looks beautiful. Like, just looking at her photo now, her skin is flawless. It's very Hunger Games.
It is Hunger Games.
What's this one, Mills? I've not seen this one.
It's basically all in the headgear for Sarah Jessica Parker. She looks stunning, but she's taken the China theme a bit too far.
Yeah.
And Beyonce?
Flawless. Goddamn.
She's a queen and actually looked like a queen last night as well. She's unreal.
And I like it that she kind of upstaged Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she for me, she was the best last night.
Yeah, and she arrived last, which I also love.
Of course, Queen B.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to play M.O., the single by these girls you're listening to now. It's called Preach, and then Innuendo Bingo.
Ooh.
Are you okay about this?
I'm scared.
I'm excited.
Everyone says they're scared, first of all, but you know what? It's going to be absolutely fine. Once the water hits the first time, then you're in it, cool. and it's really fun.
And this is an important part of your career as well. This is really how you've got the viewer. It's a big deal.
This is like your induction to Radio 1. So we play your songs forever. Look, we've got Rixton on the show tomorrow. You know those boys?
Oh, they're amazing. Their voices are so sick.
Okay, they are really good, actually. Really? I know one of them's going out with someone from Little Mix. Do you fancy any of the others? Because I like to tie things together on this show.
Fancy the talent. Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Alan Carr. Alan, if you're listening.
What, do you want to do Alan Carr?
We love a guy that can make us laugh. Yeah. It's all about the funny.
I think we might be barking at the wrong tree then, my darling. Okay, let's play MO and Preach, and then it's Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so the girls are here. I'm playing Innuendo Bingo. Chris?
Yeah, I'm just learning about shellac and acrylic paint.
I was just saying, a man will never, ever understand the pain of a woman's acrylic nail that breaks.
Ooh. Oh, fingernail emoji. Oh.
Absolutely. Yeah, damn right, sister. Okay, right, so let's play Innuendo Bingo. The cameras are on right now.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
No, that's the wrong one, though, isn't it? The cameras are on right now.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Three girls from MO, Annie, Frankie and Nadine against one Chris Stark today on Innuendo Bingo. He's going to get it in the face. Don't use the bin, girls. It's just there for show. And lots of big gulps of water. Let's make this a wet one because it's the first innuendo bingo for quite some time. So are you ready for it?
Ready. Right then, are we ready? Right, yeah. Let's get the water.
The water sometimes can be cold. Please don't swear. Oh, okay. Don't do a Hodor.
Are we ready?
Hodor was terrible when he came on. Oh, he was a great guy, but... Yeah. Anyway, so let's break the ladies in with one of our favourites from the afternoon show over the last couple of weeks. If you're online watching me at the moment, I'm actually covering the massive bump on my head on purpose, which is why I've got a rubbish fringe. Okay, so it's MasterChef. And John Terode is never normally this complimentary about the contestants. Apparently, he's got a special reason to like this one. Here we go.
It's delicate, it's sweet, it's salty. What I really love is the sticky surface of your legs.
if it's gonna blow, don't use your hands. It's got to go over each other. John Terode there, talking about chicken legs.
The sticky surface of your legs.
Thanks, John. Okay, more water, please. Big gulp of water. Over to last night's gadget show on Channel 5 now. And while testing out some cooking gadgets, the narrator is quite amazed at what people manage to find time to do in the kind of hectic environment of a professional kitchen. You won't believe this.
Now it's time for plating up.
Come on over, my friends. Huh?
There's a bit more fingering.
And we're off.
I feel like I'm at the log,
please. Oh, wow. Apparently the guy had been fingering the dishes all afternoon. I don't know why.
There's a bit more fingering.
There we are. Isaac emailed that one in.
Crying.
Oh. Here we go. Okay, and we're on. M.O. are playing innuendo bingo. This is going to be a good one, I can tell. Now over to this weekend's Sunday brunch. And Simon Rimmer is... That's not one. He's offering his guests a little munch on what he's serving up on Sunday brunch this week. And it seems to be a taste that Simon's quite familiar with.
So that's all on next week's show.
Okay.
There we go. Have a dig in on that. So what you get is that lovely penis-y taste. You get the jam underneath.
Simon Rimmer there, talking about the peanutty taste that you can get.
That lovely peanutty taste.
Thanks, Tom, and loads of other people for spotting that one. back to the weekend before last now, and a new clip from the London Marathon, where commentators Brendan Foster and Steve Cram are taking a little too close a look at Paula Radcliffe's performance. No one was expecting to see this.
She's usually been out on her own, but there's Paula, looking good.
Joe, just to say, I've just looked at her split.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. It's getting wet in her. What's happening?
Look how chaos.
Nadine, look at your face. It's dry. This is right.
Wow.
Nadine's getting it out.
Paula Radcliffe there. On the London Marathon.
Joe, just to say, I've just looked at a split.
That's Warren emailing that to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now it's time for another recent favourite. This clip made Radio 1's film critic Rihanna laugh so much we had to end the game early so that she could receive urgent medical attention. It's from the boat race. Now, as the boats round the second bend... This female commentator's very familiar relationship with the Oxford team becomes a massive distraction, just at the moment where she needs to really kind of focus on the task in hand.
The wind and the tide working in opposition.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cox in my ear.
She had an earpiece so that she could listen to the Oxford captain.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cox in my ear.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Who's wettest? Who's wettest?
I think we're all drenched now.
No, yeah. Nadine's still too dry for mine, I think.
Yeah. Mm.
Is it wetter? Is it wetter than expected?
Wetter than wet.
Wetter than wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it at home, but I've got the Oxford cox in my ear.
Back to just yesterday on a bank holiday edition of BBC Breakfast. Now, Carol Kirkwood, gotta love Carol. She's on the weather duty, as always. And here, Carol seems to know exactly what her TV viewers like to get up to on their extra day off.
In the south, drier and brighter with some sunshine, but in the north, we still are prone to some showers. But whatever you're doing this bank holiday, if you're having it off, well, do enjoy it.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing this bank holiday, if you're having it off...
Oh, last minute spurt there.
You're not happy about your hair situation, are you? Right.
Water, please. Now, as for Carol, we all know what Carol Kirkwood likes to get up to in her spare time. Water?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Oh, my God. Emma, we're playing Innuendo Bingo. We're getting them very wet, so we're not going to get their song preach. Now we're going over to BBC Two for Escape to the Country, where we find out there's only one thing you need to remember if you're going to the New Forest, but it's advice you really do need to stick to, however tempted you are to ignore it, Chris.
Apart from, you know, visitors coming to the New Forest reducing their speed, what else can they do to maintain this wonderful tradition?
Please don't feed the ponies. No. Big temptation for people to feed.
Oh, wow.
That was evil.
Chris is getting actual water chucked on him now by the rest of the girls. Calm down, calm down.
Please don't feed the ponies. No. Big temptation for people to feed the ponies.
It certainly is.
I've been ganged up on.
It's been my team.
Sorry.
Okay. And finally, a classic from Collectaholics. Now, the show's producers regretted asking Mel off of Mel and Sue to do the voiceover for this show. She kind of kept talking in weird metaphors.
Metaphors.
It's late. Now, is this one or not? Water,
should we,
please.
Should we go for this?
Yeah, let's go for this one. Why not?
I don't know whether it's one or not.
But will a valuation convince Stuart to sell?
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
I didn't even complete yet. And it!
No. Water throwing. Stop.
Will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Absolute chaos. Chaos on Innuendo Bingo with M.O. But that was fun, right? Did you enjoy it?
I've never done anything quite like
that. That was brilliant.
I mean, it's better than your standard interview about the new single. Do you know what I mean?
That's so good.
Thanks, M.O. Really nice to see you. Good luck with Preach on the chart on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Wow, they're very wet. Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Remember to tune in tomorrow morning from 6:30 when we continue on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.